Blog Talk Radio.
Am Yisrael Heim Aminim, B'nei Aminim. I believe with complete faith that the Creator, blessed be His name, is omnipresent and ever-guiding. I believe with complete faith that Hashem is one. I believe with complete faith that the Creator, blessed be His name, is non-corporeal and is not describable. I believe with complete faith that the Holy One, blessed be His name, is the beginning and the ultimate. I believe with complete faith that to Hashem alone is it fitting to pray. I believe with complete faith that all the words of the prophets are absolutely true. I believe with complete faith that Moshe Rabbeinu's prophetic vision was absolutely true, and he was the father of all the prophets. I believe with complete faith that the entire Torah was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem. I believe with complete faith that this Torah will never be changed. I believe with complete faith that the Creator, blessed be His name, knows every thought of man. I believe with complete faith that Hashem, blessed be His name, punishes the wicked and rewards the righteous. I believe with complete faith in the coming of Mashiach. I believe with complete faith that there will be a revival of the dead.
Blessed souls, the Holy One, blessed be, will never turn you down, especially in the month of mercies, Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Rachamim. Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we are meriting to stay alive in Torah Chaim. Instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly assert, with a higher inner frequency, we call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class number 705, the 18th of Elul, the Baal Shem Tov, the Alter Rebbe, and more. Blessed is our eternal Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. All 7.6 billion human beings vibing and scribing out into creation. Blessed anointing, you should never be disappointed. Blessed is to know you have a Telem Elokim, which is no dream. Your divine image will help you get in scrimmage in the game, the experience of life. This is Anti-Eugenics Radio. With created help, we're broadcasting live right now at 10:08 a.m. from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, United Soul Actualization. Today's program's content will focus on the significance of this holy day, the 18th of Elul, otherwise known as Chai Elul. To listen, if you're leaving your computer right now, as we're only broadcasting, streaming on the internet through Facebook and Blog Talk Radio, you can listen at 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. The tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel collaborating with the children of Noah to eliminate jealousy, hatred, and competition not needed upon the face of this blessed earth, Chassidus, Baal Shem Tov, Walter Rebbe, Balatanya, Mara Laprag, the Golem, and a lot more. Let's just turn down the music from Brother Isaac Baton, from his wonderful song In the Field, which was preceded with a teaching from based on the Rambam, the 13 essential aspects of faith of the nation of Israel. Sit down, Rabbi Isaac, and get on with the show. That was from his classical Bray Mehemna, the Faithful Shepherd. Blessed souls, it is so good to be back on. We've had some issues, personal family issues, and may we will hopefully be able to learn in the merit of the immediate healing of my dear mother-in-law, Rivka Chaya Fortuna Tachia Bas Sarah, Aleha Shalom, who is resting comfortably out in the Holy Land of Israel. And also a big shout-out to Brother Jerome Sage, live from Jamaica. Nice to get some good feedback from you, Brother Jerome. So, blessed souls, I want to emphasize that this is a time of mercy. We're 11 days before the lunar calendar new year, as opposed to the solar calendar new year, which is January 1st. This is the first of Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. And we are 11 days away, and we of Israel are making many preparations. We are repenting, returning to the Creator, and our thoughts, speech, and action, encouraging anyone of this blessed hemisphere, terra firma, as some would call it, Olam Hazeh, this world, to consider elevating, invigorating their efforts towards making this world a more sustainable, loving, nurturing abode. And part of that is recognizing that there are today, Chai Elul, literally the vitality of the whole month of Elul is encapsulated in this one day, preceded by the first 17 days, which 17 is the gematria of Tov, Tes Vov Beit, Tov, good, and 11 days to go to the new year. And we reflect on how did we of Israel reflect, how did we conduct ourselves in the last 12 lunar months in the Hebrew lunar calendar. It's a lunar calendar, and we of Israel have accepted upon this because we were told by the Most High, as Moses was, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our teacher, our Levite prophet, to in fact engage in matters of this, to reflect that each month has its own specific blessing, which is initially initiated from the new year. It also happens to be the day of the birth of the father of the modern patriarch of the Hasidic movement, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisroel Baal Shem Tov, who lived from 1698 till he went to the next level of life in 1760. Also happens to be the birthday of the Baal HaTanya, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the first Chabad Rabbi, 1745 until he went to the next level of life in 1813. It also happens to be the day of ascension of an ancestor of the Alter Rebbe, the Mahler of Prague, who we'll briefly discuss it, hopefully today, end of today's program. But in order to supercharge our discussion of the significance of today, we want to go to this week's Torah portion, which Ki Tavo, which you can learn more about by going to chapter 26, verse 1, and it concludes by chapter 29, verse 8. So it's basically three plus chapters of Scripture, and we're going to now embellish it with the oral Torah tradition of Israel, especially as elucidated to us from the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov wants to know, based on, first of all, the first verse of this week's Torah portion is, let's read it just in Hebrew, and then we'll translate it. V'hoya ki tavoya aretz asha arnu elohecha noten lecha nechola l'rishta yoshavta ba. And when you enter the land that Creator, your God, has given to you, is giving you as inheritance, you must take possession of it and then settle in it. Let's suppose there's a tremendous instruction here provided to us by the Baal Shem Tov. Literally speaking, on the simple understanding that the Israelites were told by Moses that you are going to inherit the land of, at that time it was called Canaan, and you will elevate to the level of the land of Israel. The Baal Shem Tov wants us to understand it on a more, how should we say, not greater, but an interdimensional implication of what Moshe told the children of Israel. The interdimensional implication, and is also relevant to any member of the children of Noah, all the inhabitants of the world called by Olam. When you enter the land, what's the idea of entering the land, blessed souls? Enter into your consciousness that what you desire is to carry out the Creator's desire. The Creator has given you a wonderful inheritance, blessed souls, that you can make your will configured to divine will. And this is something that should permeate your soul essence. And this is your challenge. Are you willing to take possession of that which has been bequeathed to you from before you were born, that you can, in fact, have the freedom of choice to configure your free will to the will of the Almighty Creator? And once you make that your inheritance, will you take possession of it? And then you will be challenged to see if you can integrate your newfound awareness that you want your will to be according to the will of Creator. Not to divorce you, not to take you out of this world, not to say that you are not part of this world, but actually to further engage in this world that allows you and empowers you even more to deal within even the most mundane of humane, humble human experiences that each one of us must experience every day. The routine of getting up and washing and relieving ourselves and eating and drinking and human discourse as we're traveling to work and our relations with our peers and our supervisors and the CEOs of our company. This, none of this should take away from the fact that you want to take possession and never lose possession of your will to be connected to the will of the Creator. Then you have the option, as mentioned in the second verse of this week's Torah portion, you must take the first of all the fruit of the earth, which you then bring as an offering from your land that Creator, your God, has given to you. The idea of the fruit, what is the fruit that is being made accessible to your desire to connect to the will of Creator? That is your expanded consciousness. And to put in a basket that you're finding an appropriate means within the physical realm to put it in a basket. To go to the place that the Creator, your God, will choose. So the place that your Creator, God, will choose is where you're going to rectify whatever reality you're going to interface with. To be aware when you go from point A to point B, you're not doing it on your own, but rather you are being led by divine providence, Hashgacha Pratis, to arrange your very movements, your very energy, your vitality, your enthusiasm, in order that you can disseminate your divine consciousness wherever divine providence, Hashgacha Pratis, leads you. Not that you're becoming a preacher on a soapbox in the middle of some park or field or business district to create a nuisance by being pompously over-righteous, no, but rather to live a normative life and to exude out a living example for yourself that others hopefully will have a reach, a sense of a wonderful essence that you're giving off, a wonderful smell, a wonderful odor that you're giving off, of the pleasantness of configuring your divine, your sense of wanting to live in this world according to your divine will, as it's connected to the divine will of the Creator. Again, when you enter the land, is to connect your will with the Creator's will. And if you devote yourself in a way not to get recognition, if you devote yourself in a way that can be deemed selfless, in a non-selfish manner, not to be involved in self-aggrandizement, to disseminate your awareness, that you're becoming aware, more aware of every day, every moment, which is divine awareness according to the teachings of Torah, such as the simplest means by doing this. Reciting, saying something like from Psalms, making a blessing over food, being thankful for the bounty that you're given that helps you stay alive. In other words, we should not be, if we are not to take it, to enter into our inheritance, to enter into the possession of our inheritance, not to settle the possession of our inheritance, which is our divine will, that we're basically acknowledging, consciously or subconsciously, that our intellects, our puny, teeny, tiny intellects, are incapable of influencing our environment. But yet we are supposed to be faithful stewards of the earth. And therefore, our mission, our shlichut, as we say, should be able to connect to the divine providence cues that are brought to us every day, first and foremost by the fact that we get a certain level, each one according to his or her vessel, material blessings with divine providence, helps us become more aware of and a cause and effect, ilova all occurrences in our lives, to bring us to where we feel that we are fulfilling our purpose for being on this earth. And when we get to the point where we can integrate and make it a symbiotic relationship between our human consciousness, our divine inspiration, our daily mundane humane lives, becoming acutely aware that our footsteps are not guided by anyone else except by the Almighty Creator, we can disseminate divine awareness. We are setting the land within our own consciousness, and we merit then to bring the fruits of our consciousness into the vessels of what is known as this corporeal reality. That's a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. There's much more to discuss about that, blessed souls, but I just want to supercharge the argument, the presentation that you should become aware of such teaching. This is the wonderful of Chassidus. From the Alter Rebbe, from his work Tanya Kedisha, the Holy Tanya, from Epistle 15, from his Igros Kodesh, the Holy Letters, reading just a couple points about it, because the Alter Rebbe was born this day, this is to celebrate his birthday. Let us come to understand an allegory. Let us try to come to understand a metaphor. Let us try to understand the words of the wise. And the words of the wise included the riddles that they gave to us and relate to the 10 conduits of symmetry, known as Sfirot, because this was known in prophetic teaching from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 5, something that was known throughout the land, that was fluid in the mouths of heavenly saints whose souls now are resting in the Garden of Eden, to have us get a better understanding of a verse from Job, Eov, chapter Chab, I think some people call him Job, some people call him Job, chapter 19, verse 26, and from my flesh I see the Creator. Because that verse that came from divine inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh, from Job or Job or Eve, whatever you want to call him, spoke of that we can access a partial understanding of the Creator's eternal blessed divinity from our analysis and awareness and growing desire to learn more about this whole experience of our human souls, our divine souls, our soul essence being clothed in our fleshly bodies. You know, we are dwellers of clay because that's where we came from, the earth. Which should hopefully empower us, as written in Psalms 103, verse 1, give praise, my soul, to God. My soul, which came before my body, my soul in its essence is above my body, is now in my body, to interact with my five articulate organs and my respiratory system and my lymphatic system and my nervous system and the circulation of my blood and all the impulses and everything that's going on in the human living experience. All of this should culminate in give praise, my soul, to God. King David, chapter 103, verse 1 in Psalms. And to help us understand from the Talmudic tract at the Oral Torah tradition of making blessings, known as Masechta Brachot, page 10, side 1, just as the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed souls, permeates and fills the world with His godliness, so too does the soul permeate the body. And let's not forget, from the teaching of the Holy Zohar, what's the proof that a soul is filling our body? We have a proof from none other than the Torah itself. In Scripture, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and He blew into His nostrils a soul of life. And one who blows, blows from within. Now, when the soul of life blows within us, blessed souls, it becomes invested and concealed in a light of wisdom, the wisdom from above, and more importantly, from the wisdom that is embedded within every human being, the sense of profundity, the sense of that which is beyond ourselves and we're not necessarily able to codify and elucidate. But yet, enough is distilled into our right brain processing to interface with our left brain processing, an experience of oscillating consciousness, right brain to left brain to right brain, left brain, right brain, right brain, left brain, interfacing with back brain, Moach Hadas. All of these radiate within our soul, that which we become aware of, and everything in our soul radiates into our brain of wisdom, our brain of understanding, our brain of knowledge. And that's where I'm going to leave off on the Alter Rebbe, just to give you a little taste, blessed souls, of what goes on in the world of Chassidus, which we learn on a daily day, the children of Israel, teachings to break the human intellect, not to destroy it, but to, let's say not break, but to redirect it towards matters which are way beyond normative human thinking. Because that's what Torah is about, going beyond normative human thinking, because normative human thinking by its own vacillates, fluctuates, ascends, descends, becomes apathetic, becomes engaged in perceptions and philosophies of self-aggrandizement, when actually it's just the opposite. It should be awareness of self-abnegation. Emptying the vessel by a human being makes us privy to the blessings of the Most High, and then hopefully we can share it with others. Now, today also happens to be the day of ascension of the Maharal of Prague, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betzalel Lo, who was born in 1512 on the English solar calendar and went to the next level of life in 1609, which would make this his 409th anniversary of his ascension. He was a tremendous Talmudist, Kabbalist, and philosopher of his time, and his teachings had a lasting influence on Jewish scholarship and in fact inspired the Hasidic movement. One of his descendants was, in fact, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, whose teachings we just touched upon. And in Chabad.org, that's Chabad.org, there's a nice article by Yehuda Sherpin about 10 facts about the Maharal every Jew should know, and I would suggest humbly that it would be worthwhile for the children of Noah to learn more about him, because it's teachings that also concern very much the children of the nations of the world. And then there are 10 sections to this article about getting to know who this tzaddik, righteous soul, was. So I'm not going to read everything, and not even 2% of it. I'm just going to give you the 10 subheadings about 10 things you should know about the Maharal of Prague, and then you can go to Chabad.org today, chabad.org. Again, the article is about 10 facts about the Maharal that every Jew should know. But I also suggest you conclude that the children of Noah. Number one, his birth saved the Jews from a blood libel. Number two, his wife Pearl was a great Torah scholar. Number three, he thought the golem was nothing special, which is right, raised the eyebrows of many. The golem, he made a golem, an inanimate human and clay figure that was brought to life through Kabbalah and the usage of the divine names to help the Jews of his time who faced constant persecution from all different angles of society. Four, he inspired his great-great-great-grandson, which is the Alter Rebbe, whose birthday is today. He defended the truth of a Midrash and Agada, which is the oral Torah tradition. The Maharal's merit saved a hostage in 1970, a story about Rav Yitzhak Hutner, of blessed memory. Seven, he saw the exile as unnatural, which is something we of Israel, and we also encourage the children of Noah to understand that the exile condition of Israel, and even for the nations, is an unnatural condition. Eight, he saw the Exodus as a cosmic paradigm shift. Number nine, he was the rabbi of Al-Nushul, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, in Prague. And ten, he taught that there are multiple layers of truth. I think that's a very important point, because some people think truth is just black and white linear. No, it has many colors, has many dimensions, has many shades, and it is different realms of truth. That which is truth at a lower level of consciousness can be a falsehood at a higher level, and vice versa, blessed souls. So that's where we're going to end off. We're also going to end off with a wonderful song by someone who's considered to be at the top of the Hasidic music and Jewish music genre. His name is Mordechai ben David. But before we sign off, I'd like to end off with the blowing of shofar, which is one of the customs of the nation of Israel to listen to arouse our hearts. It's also something which we shall hear very soon. Tekel b'shofar gadol, blowing of the great shofar, to be part and parcel of the ingathering of the 12 tribes of Israel to our holy land of Israel, where every member of the children of Israel, every Jewish person, Hebrew, Jewish, Israelite, longs to return, which will be ushered in by the Mashiach Tzidkenu, the righteous Messiah, who will roar out Torah Chadash mititetzei, bring out a new Torah from Zion, teachings that even the great prophets of old, even the ones of Moses, the caliber of Moses, the king of all the prophets, Ahia Shaloni, is considered from the inner dimensions of Torah, who was there at Har Sinai and later would live another 400 or 500 years to interact with the likes of Elijah the prophet and King David. But the Messiah, the Mashiach, Mashiach ben David, shall reveal these secrets. So we're going to end up by playing the shofar, hopefully arouse hearts, and mine is before anyone else's, because I'm blowing the shofar. Then we'll end up with I'd Rather Pray and Sing by Mordechai ben David. And the way And before we start off, just reminding everyone, Ahavachad, everything should be accomplished with the way Ahavachad, one love, Gorlachad, one destiny, Kulana for all of us, Bedarkinom, Darki Shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way. And as your local international cyberspace, Torah Ask and Torah Active is done to see good, man. I have to remind everyone, I remind myself before anyone else, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, we all got to be good, because Ateva Tov Lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of our goodness. Wants us just to access just a little bit of His Kedusha, holiness, and implement the world as one of the faithful stewards of this blessed earth. We're going to proceed with the shofar, and then MBD, Mordechai Ben David, I'd rather pray and sing. Take care, everyone. And also, I just want to mention, it's the custom of Israel to wish everyone, as I will right now, Kesivo Chesima Tov Shon Chesuka. May you be written and sealed in with the rest of your loved ones and your friends and community. Be blessed in for the sweetest year ever, 5779, which would be the year of the Hebrew calendar, lunar calendar day coming up this year. 5779 should be a year sweeter than wine. Take care, everyone.
high.